Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Ukraine's President Zelensky is now meeting with President Biden at the White House in his first foreign trip since Russia's invasion 10 months ago.
President Zelensky, the United States stands with the brave people in Ukraine. We stand with you. You've been a great leader.
Zelensky thanked Americans for their continued support.
Really, all my appreciation from my heart, from the hearts of Ukrainians, all Ukrainians.
The visit comes as the U.S. approves another billion-dollar aid package for Ukraine. Anytime now, the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection is expected to release its final report, including transcripts from thousands of interviews. But CBS's Deborah Alfarone says there's pushback.
Republicans continue to dismiss the bipartisan committee as nothing more than a partisan attack.
It was set up as political theater. It's still political theater. Investigations ought to be done by law enforcement, not by some political group out of the House.
The committee already began handing over records and transcripts to the Department of Justice earlier this month.
Millions of Americans are flying today to try to dodge a huge winter storm.
See the big storm coming, negative degrees, 6 inches of snow, so I'm excited to get out of here for sure.
Airlines are already grounding hundreds of flights, but the next few days could be worse as forecasters predict heavy snow, ice, and powerful winds across much of the country. Even the South is bracing for bitter cold. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says temps could dip near zero Friday.
Anytime that we're talking about temperatures this low, we need to be on the lookout for black ice always.
He plans to declare a state of emergency to expand access to emergency services and supplies like propane. The Biden administration says it's releasing flu medication from its national stockpile.
The administration's move will make the antiviral drug Tamiflu more available as flu cases remain high across the country. Some of the doses that will be sent to states have been in the strategic stockpile for more than a decade, but the FDA says the drug can safely hold on shelves for 20 years. There have been questions about the effectiveness of Tamiflu. It cannot prevent flu transmission, but if taken early enough, the drug has been shown to cut symptoms short by about a day.
CBS's Stephen Portnoy reporting there. The founder of FTX is now getting extradited to face criminal charges here in the U.S. CBS's Vicky Barker.
In a brief court appearance, his lawyers read an affidavit from Sam Bankman-Fried saying he was consenting to be extradited to the U.S. in part from, quote, a desire to make the relevant customers whole. Then, court was adjourned, with Bankman-Fried indicating he's ready to go.
He was arrested just last week, after about a month after filing for bankruptcy. The Dow's up more than 500 points this hour. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Did you know there's a conservative advocacy and benefits organization with over 2 million members and counting? It's AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Hi, this is Mary Walter. Here are three reasons why you should consider joining AMAC right now. First, AMAC saves you money from discounts on travel and lodging, cell phones and plans, access to insurance products, and more. Joining AMAC is a powerful tool against inflation. Second, with a bi-monthly magazine, daily website content, podcasts with America's thought leaders, and an app that delivers insightful coverage of the issues that matter most, AMAC is a trusted source of information. And third, the reason that people say is their favorite is that AMAC fights for your conservative values on Capitol Hill. With more than 2 million members, AMAC is a voice that cannot be ignored, working tirelessly to preserve the freedom secured by our Constitution. Go to amac.us/liberty and join today. That's amac.us/liberty. amac.us/liberty.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wood County Veterans Service Commission will be meeting on Thursday, December 22nd at 3:30 p.m. at the courthouse. They will meet in room 115, and after an introduction of the members, they will have an open segment for public input. They will then go into closed session for the purpose of reviewing grants and/or loans to needy veterans. The Palace Theater in Wisconsin Dells is abruptly shutting its doors and canceling all upcoming performances. A social media post made by the Palace family made an announcement without offering any explanation, stating only that there is a season for everything and it is their time to move on. They encouraged customers who purchased tickets in the past 90 days to contact their credit card company to cancel their purchase. If they purchased those tickets more than 90 days ago, they're being told to ask for a refund from refunds@dellspalace.com. In sports, Marquette lost to Providence last night, 103-98. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Overcast tonight with snow likely. Lows around 3 above. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Snow likely 13. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 3 above.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, a lot of it being made. I want to start with the House Ways and Means Committee and Donald Trump. They just voted the other day to disclose 6 years of his tax returns to the public. They released a 39-page summary. And I want to go over a couple of things, what our preliminary look says, but also why wasn't this disclosed when he ran for president in 2016? The initial disclosure is that the IRS did not audit him annually for a couple of years, even though they're required by law to audit a sitting president. They didn't do it because he appointed the head of the IRS. And they accommodated him by not auditing him for a couple of years. Now, when he refused to disclose his returns back in 2016, when he was running against Hillary Clinton, remember that? He said he couldn't because he's being audited by the IRS. Well, it turns out he wasn't. Secondly, being audited by the IRS does not preclude your publicly disclosing your returns, especially if you're running for president. It was all baloney. But the thing that I'm going to go to the lines. I see you on the lines. I will get to you right away. This show is all about the people on the lines. But I want to make this observation. A lot of people are making hay over the fact that in the summary and some of the early looks at these returns, he's not as wealthy as he said he was. He had losses in a number of years. None of that interests me. I mean, people shoot their mouths off all the time about their wealth. The thing that's most important, because he is on the take, he's on the take from the Russians, is what these tax returns show as far as loans he got from Russia and what he did to pay him back. And let me tell you something. If there are no loans disclosed from Russia or Russian interest, and the loans themselves don't have to be disclosed on a tax return, but any interest paid presumably would result in deductions. And if he's doing his work with the Russians off book, that demands a grand jury in and of itself. His son, Eric Trump, told the journalist a couple of years ago that they've been funded by the Russians for a long time because banks won't give money anymore in this country because he's cheated them, gone bankrupt 6 times and left them holding the bag. In other words, his companies have gone bankrupt. He didn't have to do it himself. One time, he had a personal guarantee, and for some reason, they let him off the hook. But if these returns don't show activity with Russia, when A, his son said that they are being funded by Russia, and B, there's evidence, for instance, he owned a $50 million property down in the Palm Beach area. He needed money to pay off Deutsche Bank. Suddenly, a Ruski came in and offered $100 million for it, double the price. Double the price. He took it, got rid of his debt with Deutsche, got rid of his debt on the thing. And you think the Ruski, $100 million, and an oligarch close to Putin would have, what, made it into a resort, sold it for condo? No. He tore it down and he left it vacant. Now, how would something like that be disclosed on a tax return? He would simply say that he got a real good deal. Well, when you get a real good deal from a crook, there's something crooked in that. And I want to see in this case what interest he paid if he took deductions in repaying the Ruskies. And let me tell you something. If it doesn't show, it means he's doing it off book. Or it means he's paying them in something else, like classified documents. So pay a lot of attention to what you hear about these returns. We're going to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Joe?
Thanks so much for the show, Matt. It's always informative. And I would like to return to a subject that you brought up yesterday, but I think could be returned to again and again and again, and that is the issue of the Pelican River Forest and the nefariousness of our Republican legislature and what they've done with that project. And part of why, one of the reasons why I call is because I find that you are so good at sometimes narrowing things down to a sentence that describes what the problem is. You had coined the phrase, fascism creeps in on little cat feet. And here is an example of this, and you described it with the best way I think anyone ever could have. The problem is, for people who don't know about this project, and perhaps you can explain more, it was one that was part to be funded under the stewardship program. And last year, our Republican legislature changed that stewardship law so that one anonymous legislator can say no to conservation projects indefinitely. This Pelican River project is a 70,000 acre project that will of enormous value in the north, and it's one of the largest land purchases we could have. It would happen under federal dollars, and one person has said no. The question would be, who is that person? Why? What donor is paying him off? What kind of project is underway that they are trying to circumvent such a thing? And in the process, you said, and I thought, I can't think of a better way to say this, you can't have anonymous legislators making law. There's no better way of saying it, Matt. You know, a legislature, if one person anonymously can put the kibosh on a project that would put 70,000 acres under protection, and understand that under protection means you can still have hunting and fishing and sustainable forestry. And I mean, these are, it's jobs. Sustainable forestry is jobs. The tourism that would result from this project is jobs. And one person who is not going to be identified by law, doesn't have to be identified by law that the Republicans put in, it's absolute corruption. And I don't think you can return to this subject enough. I was unaware that there was an Urban Milwaukee piece that said that this is probably about in number 13 of projects that have been kicked aside by this particular legislation that the Republicans put in place, which again says one anonymous legislator can circumvent this whole project, can just say no, despite what the value that it may have for the whole state. So one person is deciding our future on these conservation projects. And what is that person being paid? What's their, there has to be money that follows in that. Why would one person say no to this? I just think, I think you said it best, Matt. You said you can't have anonymous legislators making law. We just can't. So at any rate, I appreciate the way you summed up this project, and I would encourage you to return to it again and again. It is, it just stinks to high heaven, and I thank you so much for bringing it up. Thanks, Matt.
Well, thank you, Joe, and thank you very much for calling in and raising it again. So I am going to raise it again because it has been discussed in the last several days. And for everybody out there, there's this Pelican, there's this forest project. There's a thing called the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund after Warren Knowles and Gaylord Nelson. Both of them were governors of Wisconsin, and one of them, Gaylord, was also a senator from Wisconsin. And Knowles is a Republican. Gaylord was a Democrat. And the idea is that he'll set aside money to buy up wilderness-type areas, forests, to keep them for the people of the state. In other words, and it is for hunting, fishing, hiking. I mean, everybody can use it, but it can't, for instance, be, you can't develop it into condos. And if you take a look at, for instance, Central Park in New York, if they didn't have protection like that, that entire park would be condos right now. You know that. So what happens here? The Republicans, remember in lame duck and otherwise, have passed a law in this case that says that one anonymous legislator can say no, and you can't find out who it is, and then the project can't go forward. And this one actually covers about 75,000 acres of forest. It protects the headwaters of the Wolf River and tributaries to the Wisconsin River. Now, as Joe pointed out, let me tell you what my objections are. Number one, how do you know the guy wasn't bribed? How do you know that the guy's wife doesn't work for a real estate developer? How do you know that it isn't a woman and her husband works for a real estate developer? How do you know that a real estate developer didn't promise him or her a job afterwards? This is corruption. This does stink to high heaven. I am very surprised that there hasn't been a lawsuit brought already. And let me give you one reason why it might not be. Lawsuits are expensive. They're difficult. And how many can you bring? We've been bringing nothing but lawsuits from the Democratic Party and our supporters on electors, voting rights, so many things, drop boxes. You get litigation weary. But in this particular case, anonymous legislators cannot legislate under our Constitution. It's a violation of due process. It's also a violation of our right to what's called the Republican form of government in the Constitution. And a Republican doesn't mean Republican Party, just like democracy doesn't mean only Democrats. Republic means no monarch and a government where you have elected representatives do things. Well, when you have a gerrymandered legislature say that we're going to let any one of us, even if we were paid off, even if we are corrupt, even if our spouses work for a guy who wants to build condos in that forest, because it's on some very, very attractive lake area, that's okay. Well, no, that's not okay. That is not okay. I'm calling the Republican Party out. Identify the guy. Number two, bring a suit. Maybe the ACLU, maybe the teachers, maybe League of Women Voters, maybe any other group. And say, number one, no anonymous legislating. That's not democracy, and it's not a Republican form of government. It's a violation of due
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Chance of snow tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 16, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Snow likely again tomorrow, high of 27. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 16 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
A white sport coat and a pink.
Next, Matt, the director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And we're going to go to the lines again. Before I do, I want to add a fact. As Joe of Madison said, and as I said the other day, this purchase price of the 75,000 acres is all coming from the federal government, not from Wisconsin taxpayers. And federal, we pay much more in federal taxes than we ever get back in Wisconsin. The Republican Party has let one anonymous legislator now block getting a payment for 75,000 acres for just hunting, fishing, and hiking and boating. And, of course, knocking off $1 billion for a train, and then most recently, hundreds of millions for a train between Madison and Milwaukee, opposing all of it. They're opposing all of it, even though it's our return of our federal dollars. Going back to the lines, you're in order. I'll take you in order. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Reminder, Andy.
Well, Matt, happy holidays to you in the first place. Do you think now,
same to you, Andy,
hopefully after the first of the year, are any of these Trump things going to get traction to the point where Merrick Garland or will finally take some action, whether it's the classified documents or the insurrection? It's really important to get things going in the early part of 23. Like you said the other day, if you wait till the middle, it's going to be looked at as a political thing. Whereas, you know, somebody should have to answer to all of these things that have come up to committees and everything. Do you think there's any? What would be your intuition, shall we say?
Right. Well, you know, I hear what anybody else hears. I read the papers. However, I am convinced from experience that he is going to get criminally charged. And Garland, I think, is reluctant. He's cautious. He's sat back. He's investigated, which is good. He's put in Jack Smith as a special prosecutor. But this is getting intolerable right now. If Garland does not prosecute him after this committee, a bipartisan committee, recommended four felonies, as well as two felonies against John Eastman, his lawyer, and with the promise of more to come. And on Tuesday, Trump on True Social, that's his network, his True Social. Here's what Trump said. He said, the government should be overthrown. Biden is not legitimate. And he's basing it on what Elon Musk said about Twitter before he bought it. And this guy, when he's four felonies and he's saying the government should be overthrown and the president is not legitimate, At some point, if a guy keeps punching you in the face and you do nothing, what do you think? I don't see how it's possible not to charge him. And remember something, the January 6th committee was not at all looking at the classified documents issue. And one of Mike Pence's senior people was on TV the other day and made a very, very good point. She said, you know, this is really disturbing. There's video showing strangers milling around near that storeroom where the classified documents were that related to the nuclear capabilities of other countries. And they were milling around. For a while, it didn't even have a secure lock. And she posed the question, why? Why did he do it? Who did he show it to already? Why did he show it to him? Who is he going to show it to? Why did he move it out of Mar-a-Lago after he got the subpoena? Where are the rest of them now? They know there's other stuff now. Look, Andy, Trump is on the take. He's desperate, and he's desperate financially. The Russians have him. They've been funding him for years, and he hasn't repaid a lot of stuff. And, you know, this is espionage is what it is. If Merrick Garland does not go after him for the classified documents and the four charges recommended by the bipartisan January 6th committee, I think Biden would lose in 2024, and he'd have to fire him. He'd have to fire the guy. And he should fire him if he doesn't do it. I think he will do it. Thanks for calling. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Great show as usual and wonderful callers, Matt. You know, I had something to say, but please mention the Supreme Court justice that we all need to get out and support because she believes in following the Wisconsin Constitution and laws. But, you know, something that's been bugging me about the insurrection, you know, and I was thinking about this, and I'm wondering if other people have thought the same thing. You know, this was planned out. People had weapons. You know, a lot of people said, well, if we would have did it, it would have even been more weapons used. But they were stopped. However, they had a noose for Pence. He was next in line after Trump, you know, to take Trump's place if anything happened to Trump or if he got kicked out of office or whatever. They had a noose for him. They were also going after the, you know, House leader, Nancy Pelosi, you know, to kill her. You know, that's really, you know, it didn't hit me till, you know, watching the videos and stuff, because those guys were really, really out for blood. What would have happened, you know, if they would have been eliminated from those areas and we would have been... There wouldn't have been anybody to take Trump's place legally, would have there? Or does that go down the line of succession? That is
right. Yeah, Gene, that's very good. I'm going to start to respond, then we're going to a break, and then I'm going to respond to you more. It's very important. First of all, they came within 40 feet of Mike Pence. They said, hang Mike Pence. They had a gallows. They would have killed him. They went through the halls and said, oh, Nancy. They were going to stomp her to death. An 82-year-old, 100-pound woman, they were going to stomp her to death. There was a murderous crowd. The people leading it were murderous. I'm going to respond to you further. Excellent call. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Carnation.
The Shaw 101 FM. News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here at Home Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers. And at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you and season's greetings from your friends at Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. And the Zeros. And Porky's Groove Machine.
The Spice Girls. Muy caliente.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
As a farmer, you make a lot of important decisions that impact the profitability of your operation. When considering your crop insurance options for the 2023 growing season, turn to Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance team at Ag Country knows agriculture, and they'll work to personalize a multi-peril crop insurance policy to fit your needs and protect your bottom line. Contact Ag Country today to get started. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Hey Badger fans, heard about the Varsity Collective yet? The Varsity Collective was created by Wisconsin alumni with three goals. First, to help Badger student-athletes maximize their name, image, and likeness opportunities in college and beyond. Second, to support Badger student-athletes in the classroom and life through our mentorship program. And third, to facilitate charitable partnerships throughout the Badger community. The best part, you can be part of it. Learn how to support our Badger student-athletes at thevarsitycollective.com. That's thevarsitycollective.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Port Edwards annual Alumni Recognition Basketball Game will take place on December 22nd. The boys will tip off at 5:30 p.m. and the girls tip off at 7 p.m. Alumni basketball players attending will be given free admission to the games, be treated to on-court introductions between games, and can enjoy an after-game social. This will be a fun night of friendly competition on Thursday in Port Edwards. The Wisconsin DOT is warning of potential blizzard conditions on Friday and urging extreme caution to drivers. They are discouraging travel on Friday, if possible, with snow, high winds, and frigid temperatures expected across much of the state. Be weather aware and monitor the road conditions using 511wi.gov website or app. Wind gusts are forecast to be up to 55 miles per hour, which will create blizzard-like conditions. The sub-zero wind chills increase the danger of conditions. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Overcast tonight with snow likely, lows around 3 above, easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, snow likely 13. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 3 above.
Blows in January 6th and God forbid, and of course, with it, they came within 40 feet of Pence, and they didn't know it, my God. And Nancy Pelosi was hustled off to a safe room, but they were after her. But let's assume for the sake of argument that the unthinkable happened, and that had happened. Remember something, Trump was still president until January 20th. There was no succession. And on January 20th at noon, Joe Biden became president. And there's nothing Trump could do to stop it. If they had killed the president, the vice president, and the speaker, there would have been such horror nationwide, I think, that any other attempt at fake electors and all that would have fallen by the wayside. Now, when Joe Biden took office at noon on January 20, the line of succession becomes, if something had happened to Joe, Kamala Harris, the vice president, with a new speaker, and they presumably the the Democrats would have elected a new speaker. And then the next one would have been the line of succession after that goes the president of the Senate. Now, the president of the Senate is usually by seniority. So when the Democrats have the Senate, it was Patrick Leahy. And the Republicans had it, it was Grassley. Well, Grassley, my God almighty. I mean, I don't know if he is all his marbles, to tell you the truth, but that's the way it goes. Then it's after that, it'll end up going the cabinet. The Secretary of State is first, and I think Secretary of Defense, Treasury, Attorney General, and then it goes to the rest of them. At one time, you know, they always have a thing called a designated survivor. In other words, if something happens to the Capitol and there's only one person left, they want him not to be in the Capitol so he can be president. And back, I think it was under Obama, Dan Glickman of Kansas was the agricultural secretary, and they made him the designated survivor. And they put him in some kind of secluded area in Connecticut, and he had full Secret Service. And God forbid, my new novel, Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D, uses that same theme, an ISIS attack on the Capitol during the State of the Union to attempt to wipe out everybody except the designated survivor, except because I was writing it, it turned out that some very bad things happened to ISIS and it didn't work. I don't want to give you a spoiler alert, but if you want a fun read, quick read, good stocking stuffer for if you have a last minute stocking stuffer need, Matt Flynn's, my novel, Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D, just go on Amazon. Anyway, so Gene, it wouldn't have been a succession issue. But let's suppose that they had killed the vice president and the speaker and say the president had died. Then it goes, I mean, it goes president of the Senate. And frankly, Leahy stepped down. So I don't know who the senior Democrat is, but whoever the senior Democrat is right now, that's the president of the Senate. And that person would be the president. And then it goes through the cabinet, and then it goes through, believe it or not, the Congress by, I think, seniority. So now that's not going to happen. And it was not a succession issue. What it was it was a felony. He knew that they were armed. People told him they were armed. And he said, well, they're not here to hurt me. Well, hey, who do you think they were here to hurt? They were here to hurt law enforcement. They beat them up. They beat up the cops. They almost stamped one of them to death, Andy Fanone. He ended up having to retire and had a heart attack and has cerebral damage. It kicked him in the head. Why didn't they go to jail for a long time for doing that? What do you think would happen if you did that to a cop? Any cop. Getting carried away. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill? Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you have the floor. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good afternoon, Matt. Merry Christmas. I'd like to address just a couple of points. One, if Donald Trump isn't either incarcerated or labeled a felon, this will keep coming back. Number two, if we don't address people like Ron Johnson and have him tried for what he did, it will keep coming back. And with Robin Voss and that guy that stands in the DNR's way that isn't supposed to be there, we don't address
Fred Prent,
that.
Fred Prent, yeah.
Fred Prent, right. I actually called his office. He's a dentist up in Wausau. And if we don't address these people in 2023 or before the end of the year, it will come back, and it will come back, and next time, I believe it's going to come back twice as bad as it happened this time. But the point being, if we allowed this to happen by either not taking action or just, now we don't have to put Trump in jail, we don't do it, it's over. And I'm speaking from other countries. I've seen this happen. Your thoughts, Matt. I'll hang up.
Yeah. I agree. There's got to be consequences. And here, this all played out on prime time. I remember watching the video. Now, when you have a bunch of people go up, invade the Capitol with the intent of murdering the vice president, they put a gallows up, and they did not build that gallows in 10 minutes. That gallows got built before that day. They had a gallows, and they hang Mike Pence. Trump ginned that up. He said, if Mike does the right thing, great, but if he doesn't, oh, well. And then they went through the halls. Oh, Nancy. Frankly, if they'd caught any congressman, they would have killed them. You can't, there in when Truman was president, there was a dispute about the status of Puerto Rico, Puerto Rican independence. In those days, there was no security, and a bunch of Puerto Rican activists went to the gallery with guns and shot members of Congress on the floor and killed them. All right? This is when Harry Truman was president in the late 40s. Killed them. Those people went to prison for the rest of their lives. Now, when you bring a weapon, some of these people had weapons, and also they had poles that they hit the cops with, clubs, and you go up with the intent of murdering the Vice President of the United States and the Speaker of the House, and just because you are unsuccessful, you get off? No. That's attempted murder. Attempted murder is punished exactly like murder itself. There's no death penalty in this state, but you can get life in prison for that. Bill, I agree with you 100%. There has to be a consequence. This was too public and too awful and too much of a spear right in the heart of our democracy. If nothing is done, if Trump is not prosecuted for the felonies that were recommended by the bipartisan January 6th committee, and frankly, Bill, for stealing classified documents, with nuclear secrets on them and then hiding them and moving them with the intent to show them to somebody. If he is not prosecuted for that, there was a woman who took one document having to do with Ukraine. She worked for the CIA to show to the media about how corrupt Trump was with Ukraine. One document. And she got 5 years in prison. And this guy, and she did it not to be paid. She did it to blow the whistle. You can't do that with a classified document. This guy had boxes of them, and he had them in a warehouse, or a storehouse, I should say, storeroom, in Mar-a-Lago, with video of strangers milling around. There are all kinds of staff, waiters. There are all kinds of bartenders. There are all kinds of people who make up the hotel rooms, guests. They don't check out their identities. And everybody in the intelligence service knew that was there, and so did the foreign intelligence service. How hard would it be to get to have somebody go in as a busboy or a waitress and go down and go through that storeroom? And as it was, Trump moved some of those documents after the subpoena and even after the search warrant. Now, if he's not prosecuted, and a woman who's a whistleblower shows one document to a journalist and goes away for 5 years, and anybody else who made a threat against the vice president and the speaker, much less went up there with a weapon, would get jail time. That is a signal to people in this country that if they don't like an election, they can go and kill the vice president and the speaker or a congressman. And you're going to see it happen when they're campaigning in the states. This has to be dealt with very fairly and very firmly. Bill, thanks a lot, as always, for calling in. Well, there's a $1.7 trillion omnibus bill that Mitch McConnell and the Republicans are on board with. Democrats are on board with in the Senate. Includes increased defense spending, which is what McConnell wanted, more than Biden had asked for. $45 billion for Ukraine. We're using them as surrogates. It's not only a moral issue, but they are pounding the hell out of the Ruskies and taking a pounding themselves. It's a genocide by Russian sadists. I'll have more to say about that. A handful of Republicans are opposing it. Marjorie Taylor Greene, not a legitimate member of Congress in my view. But Kevin McCarthy, I should say, is fighting Mitch McConnell, and now he's saying he won't back it. Now, let me give you the timeline on that. Bill of Oconomowoc had just said about Ron Johnson. Well, but Ron Johnson even opposed extending the debt limit by 1 week. 1 week to permit these negotiations. Mitch McConnell finally agreed to a deal with the Senate Democrats that there would be spending through next September or October, the fall, with the debt limit extended till then, to get Ukraine its money and our military their money, and then we can look at it again then. I didn't like that. We wanted a budget for the rest of the next 2 years, a biennial budget. The Republicans insist on these cliff budgets, these stopgap measures every week, every month, every three. That's ridiculous. However, Kevin McCarthy's opposing even that. Now, can Nancy Pelosi, and I know the House already approved it, but can Nancy Pelosi and the Senate get together? Frequently they have reconciliation conferences about small things. I do not know whether there's a material issue on that here or not. But anything that's going to be done has got to be done by January 2nd or 3rd, because when McCarthy is sworn in, he is so desperate to be speaker. He's desperate to be speaker. He has absolutely no integrity whatsoever. He was the guy that called Trump on January 6th and said, you got to stop it. Then he denied he made the call. Then he said, Trump is done. We know who's responsible. Then he saw the polls and he sucked up to Trump. This guy has absolutely no integrity, none whatsoever. And it looks like he may be opposed by the five Republicans needed to stop him on the first ballot, believe it or not. Now Lauren Boebert, the Annie Oakley out there in Rifle, Colorado, the one that won by 500 votes, who's nuttier than a $3 bill. She said she will not support him unless he agrees to a procedure where the speaker can be removed by a vote of the House. Right now, the speaker is elected for 2 years. Well, that's fatal for a speaker. If you agreed to that, you'll get malcontents bringing motions against you all the time. And there are three or four others who said they won't vote from under any circumstances. If he doesn't get it on the first ballot, will they try to beat her up, take her in a closet and work her over, figuratively speaking? I don't know. But this guy is doing anything he can to suck up to that wing, to suck up to Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Paul Gosar, all of these people, lowlifes, the detritus of the Congress. That's what he's doing. That is exactly what he's doing. And he won't even back spending money for our own military. 1.7, any omnibus bill, no money for Ukraine, anybody else. He just wants to be speaker, and he thinks he can suck up to the five people who are standing in his way. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have a high wire act they're doing. They're very good at it. Stay tuned. We'll be back on this issue in the future. Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
From the lights on the tree in your house to the rotary lights in the park, may this holiday season be a bright, cheerful time for you and your family. Happy holidays from the staff and residents at Edgewater Haven Nursing Home, a proud sponsor of Holiday for Seniors.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community, because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Milwaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
You're my only hope.
Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up on one thing. One of the callers, I think it was Gina Beauclair, asked for clarification, but just to repeat, the candidate running for the Supreme Court, whom I'm strongly suggesting everybody support, is Judge Janet. Her name is Janet Protasiewicz, Polish name. Good, strong name from Milwaukee, Protasiewicz, Protasiewicz. She is an outstanding prosecutor by background, more than 20 years, prosecuting murders, rapes, some of the worst crimes in Milwaukee. Number two, she's a several-term judge in Milwaukee with a great statewide reputation. I'll tell you, some very fine people are supporting her. Justice Rebecca Dallet. On the Supreme Court is supporting her. I think Senator Kelda Royce from Madison is supporting her. I think that there are more than 900 judges, lawyers, elected people around the state supporting her. Dana Wachs, a former legislator, is supporting her. Some there's a lot of people around the state. I mean, Lester Pines, a great civil rights lawyer in Madison, is supporting her. So you're going to find around the state very strong support. And why are they supporting her? It really comes down to this. If you do not elect her, you will very likely get gerrymandering for the rest of this decade, and then a gerrymandered legislature who will gerrymander themselves to 2040. Now, 2040, I hope I'm alive. I feel good. And I know Evan will be alive and Calvin will be alive, but not everybody's going to be alive in 2040. So do you want a gerrymandered legislature for the rest of your life? Judge Janet Protasiewicz has said that she insists on representative democracy, and she hopes somebody will bring another lawsuit right away, not waiting until 2030, to test gerrymander when she's on the court. Remember, there are three Democrats already on the court who are opposed to gerrymander. There are four Republicans on the court who support gerrymander. One of them, Brian Hagedorn, has voted courageously because he's a Republican and constitutionally and well on a lot of election things. For instance, certifying Joe Biden and so forth. And my hat's off to him for that. But the truth of the matter is, if you elect Janet Protasiewicz, you will then have, I don't want to say four Democrats. They're all running as independents. You're not going to see Democrat or Republican on the platform. I would say four democracy proponents. Proponents. You would have fair maps. You would have drop boxes back. You would have fair voting procedures. When, for instance, numbers of machines per, say, 100 or 1,000 people. No funny stuff. No funny stuff. If you vote for her primary opponent, a guy named Dan Kelly, Dan Kelly is a dyed-in-the-wool Trumper. Dyed-in-the-wool Trumper. You might as well put Gableman on the court. Well, Gableman was on the court. That's exactly what I'm talking about. He is absolutely pro-gerrymander, getting rid of the boxes, drop boxes, and he would have voted not to certify Joe Biden. So everybody out there, I don't know how many times I can say this, so I'm blue in the face. If you don't like gerrymander, and I don't because I think it's unconstitutional, vote for Judge Janet Protasiewicz. The primary is in February. The general election is the beginning of April. There are four people so far that say they're running. We won't know. until the beginning of January when they have to file their papers. We won't know. And they'll all say a lot of things. But I am telling you, if you don't want gerrymander anymore, if you want fair maps, vote for Judge Janet Protasiewicz. If you vote for Dan Kelly and he gets in there, you're going to have gerrymander the rest of your life. Because every 10 years, a gerrymandered legislature will spawn another gerrymandered legislature. So Janet Protasiewicz, excellent. I know her. I know her husband, Greg Sell. He's a lawyer. Very, very fine people. Well, you know, there's right now, Biden is meeting with Zelensky in the White House. Delighted to see it. He met him as a head of state, which he is, in the South Lawn. Biden, they had Ukrainian flags and American flags. Biden was wearing the yellow and blue of the Ukraine flag on his tie. Zelensky's going to address Congress tonight. Biden has now said he will send Patriot missiles to help them ward off this sadistic, genocidal attack on their water supply, their electrical grid in civilian areas, the sewer system in civilian areas. What Putin has done, because he can't win on the battlefield, because his troops are demoralized, they don't want to be there, they are deserting. He has brought in jihadists from Chechnya under the rule, and I say that advisedly, rule of Ramzan Kadyrov, one of the worst torturers, sadists, and genociders in the history of Asia, and that's saying something. That's saying something. And they go and they stand behind the Russian troops, and anybody who deserts, they shoot them. They'll shoot a Russian with Putin's permission. Then they go in and they rape every woman they can find, including girls, and they murder civilians. This is a genocide. This is sadism. In this package that Mitch McConnell is supporting, but Kevin McCarthy is opposing, is more money for Ukraine to get them the weapons they need. And Mitch McConnell, look, I'm not from Moscow Mitch, but he said something interesting. He said, you know, well, I'm not doing this for speeches, and I'm not doing this because he had a sentimentality. The Ukrainian people are good and brave people, and they are standing up to the Russians. They are helping us out. This makes it much less likely that the Russians will attack other friends and allies of ours in Eastern Europe, much less likely that they will have the military power to continue to oppose us. That's exactly right. You're out of your mind not to support excellent surrogates. Excellent surrogates. And I've said this before, and this is for the ears of future politicians, young ones. At some point, we have got to decide, should Russia continue as a country? And I don't mean nuclear war. I mean, by attrition, they only have 145 million people over 11 time zones, all the gas and oil, and all they have produced is sadism, genocide, and fraud for over 100 years. I think our objective should be that that country no longer exists. We come to the end of the show. Great show, and great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. And happy holidays to everyone. And I am signing off for today.
Should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor.
To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.